Welcome, and if you journey with us today, on this very beautiful day, hopefully you're staring outside a window and it's beautiful, and follow us in the sounds of our two voices to a revolution.
Who are we?
Was that good?
I mean, that was better.
They know who we are. We're Dustin and Devin.
This is the Dustin and Devin show. Yeah, they know who we are. All right, so you're looking out the window, and what are we seeing now?
I mean, beautiful mountains, hopefully, maybe a sunset.
You're on the beach, 70 degrees. You just listen to these two yahoos ramble. I like it.
Yeah.
Where are we going today, Devin? Today, we're going to Texas, right?
Texas.
I mean, that's it, yeah. Right? Texas. We're going to Texas, and we are looking for, in a little bit of a break, we're not going after gold, or we're really not going after anything that's monetarily valued. But I guess if you were Texas and you did find them, they could be worth some money. I mean, to like a private collector.
How much would Texas pay for them?
How much would I have no idea.
How much would Texas pay for
if they could pay for cannons?
That wasn't as sexy as I thought.
Yeah, no, you didn't do that really well. So we're going to be researching or talking today, and this is Dustin. Just so we have a heads up.
Really?
I mean, you know, he didn't want to introduce us.
I want the cannons to fire now.
I mean, jeez. We're going to be talking about the twin.
I wasn't Mortimer, man. I miss the sound.
Oh, now you know a little bit more about Devin. A little bit more. Even though he doesn't like to talk on mic, he likes to just walk his voice away from the mic. He was a Mortimer.
Not Mormon.
No, unfortunately, he doesn't have multiple wives yet. We're going to be talking about, finally, if we can just get to this, the twin sister cannons in Texas, or of Texas, I should say, even though they're really not even made in Texas. But they were cannons that were used during the Texas Revolution, basically between the Republic of Texas and the Mexican government. So to kind of start our story, we're going to do a little bit of brief history with it, or I will be. So Spain controlled most of Texas and Mexico. Spain lost control of said countries. Mexico formed a government. Texas and Mexico were together in that. And then the Republic of Texas basically broke off from Mexico, and now we have a little bit of that. But the Twin Sisters were, during the Texas Revolution, the army lacked any real key element of
artillery.
Ammunition, artillery, right? They had guns, obviously, but nothing big that can, like, take back waves of people or assault a fortified kind of thing. So a resident of Cincinnati, Francis Smith, made it his cause to raise funds for the city from the city's citizens to build 2 6-pound cannons to aid the Texans. Why he did that isn't really known, but basically they just wanted to say, hey, we're here to help. We're going to come give you stuff. Because remember, Texas at that time isn't a part of the United States yet. It's not like not fully part of what the United States would become. They were manufactured at a local foundry, Greenwood and Webb, and shipped to New Orleans on a riverboat. A freight agent, William Bryan, loaded the cannons on the Pennsylvania, a schooner bound for Galveston, Texas.
Is Greenwood and Webb still a company?
Yes. And it's weird. I mean, it's got a weird thing
we'll
that we're going to get into at the end.
We'll get
it's a nice little plot twist, and it's just coming up. Aboard the ship were Dr. Charles Rice and his family. He presented the cannons to Texas authorities under the sponsorship of his twin daughters, Elizabeth and Eleanor. This is where we get the twin sisters, and that's what they're called after the cannons. Someone in attendance noticed a set of twins, basically naming the cannons after them. General Sam Houston took control of the guns just before the Battle of San Jacinto. I'm going to imagine that's what it's called.
Well, they don't use J's that
heavy. I know, but how would you say it?
Like an H?
Jacinto?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. On April 21st, 1836, they proved their value under fire. The twins fired the first volley of the battle into the New Mexican camp, causing enough confusion to allow Texans to kill 600 Mexican troops and capture 600 more. So this was like a legit battle, because it's also in one of the ones that ended the war of the Texas Revolution. This battle.
Is the battle?
Yeah, yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, I know very little about the Texas Revolution, but there was two battles beforehand
where
the Texas got their ass kicked.
Whooped. Yeah, This was
they needed this help.
Yeah, it wasn't as if it was the... I mean, obviously it ended the war, but it wasn't... Like, the cannons really did prove...
Santa Ann got in over his head. He was boastful.
Yeah, he was... Yeah. Exactly. And the cannons kind of helped. Obviously, capturing 600, killing 600 is a big deal, too. And the great thing about this was, obviously, battles took a longer time. They were more, this was right before the Civil War-ish. But it was... This fight only took 18 minutes. And this fight...
So 600 people,
boom.
18 minutes.
Yeah, done. This was moving, like cruising and bruising.
Geico had a...
Yeah, it's bad.
Murder machine. 15 minutes or less.
Oh,
600
man.
People.
Yeah. And when you see pictures, and I'll try and include a couple of pictures, there's replicas of these cannons, because obviously we don't know where they are. They're not big. I mean, 6-pound cannons is not a giant... And realize I'm pretty sure it means what they're firing is 6 pounds, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Each round was 6 pounds.
Yeah, 6 pounds. So that's heavy, but it's not like...
I mean, the ones that I use were 15.
Yeah, you don't think of cannonballs being, you see them, the heavy, the big bulky guy heavy, throwing them into the thing in the movies. So this was in 1836. So Texas wins this battle. It's a huge battle. Texas becomes the Republic of Texas. Boom. All right. Separated itself from Mexico.
And who's your source for this?
This source comes from a little website called the Texas State Historical Association. It's a nonprofit. It's from 1897. Basically, it starts with the twin sisters. Sorry. And we're going to talk about a few sources. So this is one of them. I got, for the Texas Revolution, I just used the Britannica website. It was real, real quick overview. I think you can really go in-depth in it. It's very, very interesting in terms of what Mexico basically kicked out Spain and became their own independence. And then how Texas broke off from them. It's really, really, really interesting if you're going that route. So it's that website, the Texas State Historical Association. I'm going to read. I found actually a really fun document about the twin sisters in a Southern Historical Quarterly, basically in 1917, and it was written for this like brief little I don't know what the word I'm looking for here. A couple of pages in this book was written.
Dossier is like something.
Yeah, it says the twin sisters canon 1836 to 1865, and then lastly is this obituary that is about Dr. Henry North Graves. And we'll get to that at the end. But those are the main sources for the twin sisters and where they are. We get to 1840. The cannons were in Austin. In 1841, they're fired to celebrate the 5th anniversary of the San Jacinto battle. They were fired again at Sam Houston's inauguration of the President of the Republic. Now, it's the Republic of Texas, not the United States. Right. So that's just a little thing to know.
What evidence is there to say that these cannons are just in some Texas house right now? Just sitting, there's like a tiger,
there's a tiger,
two cannons sitting out.
Well, so we're going to get to that point, but it's coming up that we've got where the cannons are currently. They're in Austin, Texas. They're doing their... they're this symbol of Texas freedom, and they're being used at these events. Obviously, they're not being used in war yet, and we'll see if they're going to be used in war at all. And so we get real murky after 1845. Most suspect the twins were turned over to the U.S. Army, though they would at that point... They're obviously about 11 years old. They would be considered relics. So barely used. They're smaller. I mean, like everything, everything's getting larger. And then we find out that they somehow ended up in Louisiana. They basically were given to a foundry to be melted down into scrap, and into a different gun collection. In that's kind of where we go, right? So then in 1861, they returned to Texas at the beginning of the war between the states. And the twins were fired in the Battle of Galveston and then stored in Austin and then sent to the Rio Grande. Now, near the end of the war, there's reportedly seen in Houston, then the cannons disappeared forever. All right, so that's kind of one tale of it. And the other tale is they get to Sam Houston, they defeat all this, they go, you know, they have men that are going through the forming these corps that are they're servicing the guns, and then they go to Louisiana. So they definitely go to Louisiana at some point. They never really come back. I mean, that's the gist of this. They go to Louisiana to be melted down. And it's just real interesting that now after that the twin cannons kind of become wonky. Because Louisiana, when Civil War started, when secession happened, Texas called the Secession Convention and men were beginning to think about preparing for war. They asked basically Louisiana to send the we need the cannons back, right? We're getting ready for war. We need the cannons back.
Only two of them.
Yeah, but it's an arsenal. I mean, regardless, it doesn't matter. So Louisiana lost them. I mean, or ultimately near Baton Rouge, this foundry that was supposed to melt them down for scrap didn't. I mean, or
well, I mean, I feel like that stuff happens all the time. Like, we're yeah, not. Well, yeah, we'll
yeah. Scrap this. Yeah. So Houston agreed, and they wrote to the United States Secretary of War asking for the twins. But before that happened, Texas seceded from the Union. So now Texas didn't have to deal with the United States, per se, like the actual army. They went directly to Louisiana. They were asking, hey, we need this back. So George Williamson, commissioner for Louisiana, the state of Texas, to the state of Texas, discovered that one of the guns was still at the foundry. They originally were like, no, we don't have your guns, bro. They're, sorry, cannons were melted down for scrap. You sent them to a foundry. It is what it is. And it says, although in poor condition, he found one of the guns. The other one had been bought by a private citizen in the Iberville Parish. Having found the cannons, Williamson asked Louisiana legislature to purchase and repair them before presenting them to the state of Texas. Louisiana did that. They spent $700 to procure the gun, mount the same in a handsome manner, and forward them to Texas. Now, the guns arrived to Texas, as far as we know, on April 20th, 1861, the 25th anniversary of the original firing of the twins in St. Jacinto. The twins were used in the Battle of Galveston in 1863, and then now we're full on. This is the last actual recording that we know of the twins. There's no other. Everything else will kind of be speculation from here on that I'm talking about, and it will also be all over the place. I mean, that's the easiest way to think about this. They were supposed to be going to Austin to be stored. John Ripford was preparing to recapture the Rio Grande when the last mention of the twin sisters found. Ford ordered the cannons to San Antonio, but there is no account that can verify that the twins ever made it or not. To this day, no one knows the exact fate. The most popular theory is they're buried in Houston somewhere. Answer to why someone would hide the twins, because obviously at this point, they're 30 years old. You know, why would you need these? These are literally, they're not being fired again. They're anything, you know, they're just of the, they're kind of like, I'm imagining that Texas lore, right? Like, oh, someone's got the twin sisters. They were used in this battle. They're of great pride. Like we talked in the Pablo Escobar episode that he got the sword of, do you remember? What was the sword of?
Bolivia.
Yeah. Well, like, those things are symbolic. They hold symbolic measures. And this is the same thing. So they are somewhere, if not in Houston, or right around there. They seem to be somewhere in Texas. In 1985, two graduates of the University of Houston College of Technology oversaw the makings of replicas of the famous cannons. And there are replicas outside of this plaque that was basically given and says what the twin cannons were about. The replicas are there. And they're very small. They're cool looking, but those aren't the original. So we kind of go to the weird part of this entire thing. It says, of course, a replica is relative terms. No one knows exactly what the twin sisters look like. In the mid-1980s, the Cincinnati foundry that manufactured the guns still existed, but it had no record detailing the specifications of the twin sisters. Not that we don't think they're real, because we do, but the foundry where they were created, where this legend is based on, has no records. And yes, it was 100 years, so it's 1836 to 1980, so it's over 100 years. But they have no records of building these two famous, now famous cannons at all, which is a little weird. You'd think the foundry, you'd think that this munitions company.
Why are you so heavy on eye contact right now?
I mean, I'm just here. We're here with me. I'm hoping you can like talk a little bit. Was why would they not have their, hey, we made the cannons?
It's an inside job.
I mean, to where?
It's always an inside job.
What? What does that mean?
I mean, so the reason that they have no record is because that someone didn't want them to be traced back to them. Or so they can stay and hide because, I mean, Ohio was part of...
But they're cannons!
Of the continental United States.
Okay.
Right? And they couldn't... Could they be seen helping out Texas in this time?
I mean, I guess, but it's before... This is before Texas was a what's it called?
Property,
you know,
the United States.
Yeah, state. was from the United States. So I don't know. Anyway, so we have that kind of little misinformation that the foundry originally that did these guns have no records of their specifications, which is a little weird. And then there's an obituary for he was 74 years old, Dr. Henry North Graves. He died in the summer in Dallas of...
Mysteries may have died with him.
Yeah, the mysteries may have died with him. He died in 2001.
Okay.
And it says, the mysteries may have died with him. Though no irrefutable evidence was found, some historians believe that Graves had a hand in burial of the most famous pieces of artillery in Texas history. That's the twin sisters. There are several descriptions of a cannon left by people who actually saw or used them. And it says... But as with the case of multiple eyewitnesses' account of the same event, they seldom agree on the points. And what they said with his, like, basically him knowing where they were buried is he just walked off. Like, he buried them near Houston, and he escorted a group of veterans to the field where the guns were concealed, but made no effort to determine the exact spot where they were buried. The doctor had hoped to return in the area if financial aid could be extended to him. And that's where, I mean, it's just crazy. So actually, I was completely wrong. It wasn't 2001. He died on June 27th, 1921.
So, yeah, because 2001 would mean he'd be like 100-something.
Hundreds of magic, yeah. So in theory, he said his obituary noted that the doctor breathed his last Tuesday morning at 8:30 o'clock without designating the place where the cannons were buried. Whether someone in his family made a last-ditch effort to get the information out of him went unreported. But he had planned to introduce a resolution in Texas legislation at the time of his death, asking for necessary appropriation to recover and restore the cannons. But the movement seems to have died with Graves. So in theory, the original cannons are buried somewhere near Houston. Now, Houston's grown as a city, obviously, from the 1800s to 1921. So you can only imagine where these things are. Like, they could be under someone's house right now.
Yeah.
Depending on where it is. Houston's a giant city, and we know nothing about it. So those are the twin sisters.
Boom.
But I mean, yeah, more cannon sounds.
Boom, hit it.
I mean, fire, you have any questions about the cannons?
Oh, no, I'm just confused and I'm lost.
Why are you confused and lost?
I mean, what's the likelihood that we're ever going to find them?
I mean, get a big metal detector, right?
Well, I read this study and how they're finding like ancient Roman cities is using some kind of device and it can map out what's underneath it.
Yeah.
Startup
what?
Startup idea right there. Use the buy this device, and we take a hinders fee for coming out there, and whether or not you waste our time.
Finder's fee.
What?
Finder's fee.
Yeah, what'd I say?
What hinders? What's a hinders fee?
Well, we'll add that into the contract. All right,
yeah, more money. So that's the Twin Sisters. If you have any information, if you found them,
boom,
call us up. And but when I say call us up, I
mean, just send us an email. You don't have to
send us an email. That's what I mean. Yeah. It is UnchartedTreasuresPod@gmail.com.
It's hard for you.
It is. It's so many words.
I couldn't find anything.
And then we had a couple of reviews. We love the reviews. Thank you so much. We got 5 stars. We're not sure we deserve them, but you know we like them.
We're gonna work for it.
Yeah, we're working for it. Devin didn't speak this much because I did most of the research this time.
Thankful for that.
That's why it was perfect and beautiful. So beautiful. Yeah, we can't talk about him anymore. Anything you want to plug? We just talked about emailing us. Give us reviews.
Yeah, if you find something, even if you're just in your backyard.
Yeah, find something, see something kind of thing. We'll talk. We'll shout you out.
Yeah.
We got at least 110 downloads. At the least.
Zero on marketing. Zero.
I mean, yeah, we don't do any marketing because we don't enjoy social media that much. So there you go. Our treasure is, we're waiting on one little specific thing.
Oh, we're supposed to act like this is a week ahead. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, right.
We're close. It's out there. It's
a week ahead.
It's worth it.
So ridiculous.
Whether you're a native of this area, when you find it.
Where is this area?
We're going to treat you. I'm not going to tell you. you're going to be treated with some stuff. Hopefully you'll enjoy it. If not, I mean, it's
almost no respect. You'll be treated with some stuff though.
Yeah. We want to build, we're going to build each treasure up. Over the first one will still be exciting, but as our fame and stardom grow.
Devin says like season 30, Tesla.
Tesla.
Season 30.
At least.
I mean, depending if we can actually get anybody on our Discord.
Hopefully the
What's
pandemic.
A Discord? We're on a Discord, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah. And there's roles there. You can earn roles.
Ooh.
Titles.
So. Titles. I like it. Everybody likes titles. If you would like to support us at all, we are on Patreon, Uncharted Treasures. And you can, there's two different.
Peer packages, yeah.
Yeah, peer packages. I don't
tier,
know.
Tier. It's not peers. This isn't a war.
Usually Devin has a few beers. He didn't have any today, so he's a little jumpy.
Thanks for giving away my secret.
Boom, there's a podcasting secret for you. A couple of tiers for Patreon. Basically, you find more clues into the treasure for finding it is one of the ways. And then the other way is, or the other tier is kind of helping us research and kind of helping us with more direction that we already have or need or whatever it is.
You can plan the hunts.
Yeah. You can help us plan. You can talk with us a little bit more and all that fun stuff. So if you're interested in that at all, check out Patreon for us. But that's going to do it for us. Thanks so much, guys.
Signing off.
Goodbye.